A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No! And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Ready, Stace? Ready, Darce? Here we go. It's our big hit.
Twins! Sisters! Sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scoot-a-ba-ba-dee-ba-ha-da.
Ba-da-ba-da. Do the twins. Ba-da-ba. Ha-da-ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Hoo-ha.
Y'all, this is Stacy, Darcy and Stacy.
Take that again.
This is Darcy and Stacy, whatever the fuck this is.
Ooh.
This is our, we always knew this moment was coming.
This was a lot. I know, I feel like it's more, and now, I mean, Darcy.
Hey, guys.
She did it her way.
She did.
Hey, Stace. I did it my way.
We want to thank you in advance. We don't need any more cough drops. Y'all have sent so many.
Boxes
of our favorite cough drops. And believe me, they are being used, and we appreciate it.
And if you hear a fan in the background and complain about it, it's hot as the devil's asshole in here.
We don't have central AC in California in our
places.
So,
you can come for me, but I might chew your throat out.
It's true.
I might mention you by name.
This is Darcy and Stacy, episode one, y'all. I mean,
what? This episode has a name. It's like, this is where it all happens. This is where it's happening.
This is where it's happening.
Some just Instagram shit speak that they always have.
Uh-huh.
Eyes on the prize.
Mm.
Just ridiculous. So...
Do you want to talk about overall thoughts? Let's talk about that at the end.
Let's talk about overall. Like,
okay,
what did you think of this? Like, we've seen the promos. Mm-hmm. We've seen the promos of them in these matching. Of course, they're matching pink dresses, which they look good, but everything is way too blown out. It's like they're not real. They're just disembodied heads that they've painted up, boobs out.
This is us if we had a show. The lighting would be so bright on our show to get rid of all of our wrinkles.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't want to be able to see.
They look like their skin has been industrially polished.
Yeah.
That's how the lighting looks like.
Yeah. That's what you're going to want.
And I don't know if those are wigs or they had their hair done well for the first time in a long time. I think they're wigs.
They look good.
They look good.
They look good.
Or maybe they're extensions mixed in with something. I think they're wigs.
I don't know. I think probably. I know Darcy's wearing a wig now a lot in quarantine. Yeah. Well, I'm surprised you haven't gotten there yet.
On Clapback, she wears a wig.
If it wasn't hot, you would do it. Which, by the way, y'all, be sure to watch Clapback this week.
We are on Clapback.
We forgot to announce that in our Lalu. We are on Clapback this week. Darcy's going to be watching one of our little 90 Days Theater we did of Darcy and Stacey. So,
yay!
That comes on Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Central.
Yes. Well, on TLC. So be sure to check that out.
We should probably record a little thing that's going to go on the regular feed for that.
On the regular feed.
That's right. And it's going out tonight.
Yeah.
Never mind. You're right.
I'm glad you keep up.
What? I try my damnedest.
We're doing this on... So Darcy said this is going to always be on the regular feed. For those of you who are like, is this on the Patreon? I don't want to pay $5. We get it. So we're giving you Darcy and Stacey because...
This is on the regular feed.
You know, they're for everyone, and so are we. We're like poodle my's asshole for everyone. And so this is going to be...
And your dad.
This is going to be on every Sunday night. This episode's going to drop... at 11:11 p.m. on Sunday night.
And if there are more than 10 episodes, I might throw myself off a bridge.
So, overall, I liked it. It was definitely, it definitely was the first episode, but I think I liked it more than you. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be well produced. And mainly what I just like is that Darcy and Stacey aren't trying to be anything. Some people, when they do like a... They try to be something they're not.
I
like that they're giving us Darcy and Stacey.
I agree with you, and I didn't feel like they were working too hard.
Yes.
Feel that way. This is probably a criticism of this. I liked it, but this is probably a criticism of this episode. This is the intro episode. It was just all over the place. Like,
there's a lot of things to introduce.
And we were making up things for them to do when instead of Darcy, and we did get Darcy making tacos, but I don't know. It's like going to play tennis felt like something they wouldn't do.
But I liked it because they haven't...
Manicures they would do.
They haven't done that, though, since high school, and it got them to talk about high
school. That's true.
And what I really liked, and you said you liked too, is, y'all, we learned the herstory of Darcy and Stacey, and it all makes sense.
I think I'm glad that we see now the sisters kind of on an even playing field, because it was always Stacey was the supporting, and now we're kind of seeing how they are not through a lens of the other.
And not always with the other.
Yeah, and like through... So we saw Stacey through a lens of Darcy.
Yes.
And now we can see... And I was kind of shocked at how kind of Darcy was almost the protective sister more than I thought she was.
Yes, and Stacey's vulnerable one. You're going to have... What are you going to do? You're going to have to be vulnerable.
It's a great acting challenge.
In your theater.
I'm very vulnerable.
I like that you started our Lalu episode that we recorded 3 hours ago, and he said, you know what? I'm going to be nice. And then you just said you're vulnerable.
No, I said I was being bitchy about something, and I was like, I'm going to be nice.
Because it's hot.
And we all know that's not true. But I've said before this, you guys, I think of myself as a kind person. I am not a nice person.
Okay.
And there is a big difference.
It is. There's a big difference.
I will kind of tell you how it's going to be. I'm not wasting a ton of time and energy trying just to be nice to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut through. And that's the kind of work that I do as a voice teacher, life coach, everything like that. I'm not worried necessarily about how you're feeling at every moment. I'm just trying to make you understand. Clarity.
So if you see us out and about at a live show, and I sit and talk to you and ask you about your kids and your dog, And Poodle just says hi and waves from a distance.
Know that.
That's just us.
Know that.
There's nothing wrong.
Know that that's not you. That is me.
And there's nothing wrong with you either.
And there's nothing wrong with you either. However, if you're tired, I'm all of a sudden Southern.
What happened?
If your tire blew and on the side of the road, I would pass you but call AAA.
Yes.
I wouldn't stop because I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know how to do that. I have a good jack. I'd probably, because I've got a great
AAA.
Jack. Maybe, but I do have it. I have helped people. I've helped them use my jack on the car, and I've jacked them.
Exactly.
So there we are.
I like this. I like how the show looks visually. I like that.
It looks good.
So for the first, people are meeting them for, is anybody meeting Darcy for the first time? Anybody meeting Darcy and Stacey?
Where the fuck have you been? Yeah.
If you don't know, Darcy was on.
And they go through this, thankfully.
Night at Beyonce with Jesse. I think before she started with Before the Night Days.
They go through all that. The Tom part I didn't care for.
Yeah. So basically, but they kind of start out by saying, you know, got matching apartments, furniture, boobs. Got matching boobs.
Got divorced the same day.
Same day of divorce.
Wow.
That's intentional.
Yeah,
that's kind of pathological.
You gotta plan that.
Yeah, because that's on a lawyer's schedule.
You know, Stacey says something to me that it's. Oh, by the way,
to you? You mean
what I love? Even in the beginning, Darcy's like,
"Oh yeah."
Stacey's like, "You got something in your teeth?
Got something in your veneer?"
And then she's like,
"Get it out! Get it out!"
And then Darcy's like, "Where Stacey is trying to shade Darcy for having something in her teeth, Darcy's like, "Yeah, well, they made him tight." The way I like them. But, you know, because Darcy
so
was looking in and
weird.
Said, can I have tight veneers?
Like, tighten my body. Tighten her boobs. Turn that spam can at the back of my head.
Ear.
Keep turning, Doc.
So we find... I already need a cough drop. Gosh.
I'll go get him.
We find that they talk about... I'll go through the herstory. Oh, are they right there, Poodle? In that box? Oh, so we find that, y'all, sorry, I know some of you don't like cough drop sounds. We're not going to be able to get through Darcy and Stacey just in regular voice. So, sorry, it's just the way it is. Thank you, Poodle. So they talk about, I thought it was interesting how Stacey said, actually, we date European men, total opposite.
We date internationally.
Totally opposite of what we should be dating.
Right.
She owns it.
Oh,
that's what we like about Darcy and Stacey.
I think they are aware that they're both pretty fucked up. I think they've had way too many late night secret reading parties or laws of attraction or four agreements.
Yeah.
You know, Darcy, we're just bad. We picked the wrong guy.
Yep. Now, so a little bit of a more background.
We date internationally.
If you don't watch the show and you're just listening.
It sounds like it's so glamorous.
Well, and we find out both of their first husbands were international guys.
Yeah. Hers was, Stacey's ex is Serbian and Darcy's is Hungarian.
Serbian guys have big dicks.
Yep.
Whoa.
Stacey's a dick pig.
We got a dick pig, we got a dick pig. She gonna ride that Serbian dick all night. Gonna ride it like it's tied to the end of that flight. She's a dick pig.
We had a...
Guitar solo. Wow, 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 wow. Down, wow, 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 wow.
We had a Serbian guy, like, kind of on our floor, and he talked his really thick accent, but we were at the dining hall one day, this is my undergrad, and he's like, hey, it's out of nowhere, it's that girl's birthday. It's her birthday. We should do something for her. Like, he didn't know her. It was such a weird thing to do. It's that girl's birthday.
Did you do anything?
No.
Poor girl.
I have this vivid memory of him saying that.
Maybe no one did anything for his birthday.
I don't know. It seemed that birthdays were something he didn't celebrate a lot, and he was just trying to, like, talk about it. I don't know. I just thought it was a very strange thing, and I keep remembering that Serbian guy. That's all I'm going to say.
Let's jump to kind of a, let's kind of get through the herstory real quick.
Yeah.
So first of all, they live in a house in Connecticut that their father bought for them. So they live in this big, beautiful house.
Together.
So they talk about Jesse.
They empower each other.
Yeah, they empower each other, yeah.
It's tons of, like, bad Instagram self-help memes, y'all. The whole show.
Now, so I don't know if we need to go through all this. Darcy was dating Jesse. He was terrible.
Thought he was the love of my life. I took a leap of faith. Got the stake on a bias.
Thought he was the love of my life. And turns out he was shit. So I turned to the man who comforted me.
And she broke free.
And that was Tom.
And Tom,
that ended badly.
Tom was sophisticated. He and Stacey's like, I was skeptical from the beginning. I was skeptical from the start. She has to be right.
And then, so sorry, motorcycle.
That,
driving,
is, a loud,
that is a loud motorcycle. Goodness,
I don't hope that you get in an accident, but I hope you get diarrhea.
I hope you're constipated, because diarrhea makes you lose weight.
That's true.
Constipated is worse, just for like 4 days.
True.
Anyway, so, okay. So, Jesse was shit. She started dating Tom. She shuts the door on that. Tom was the recent of last before the 90 days.
He was a fucker.
He called her fat on the last time they
saw
each other.
Did she put weight on?
He is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
In a way, worse than Jesse in some ways.
I agree. And Stacey's basically like, I just want my sister to find her soulmate, like I did with Florian.
And then and you just see Darcy kind of go like, mm. Like everyone, you know how
Darcy's kind of got a weird like tick when.
You know like when you're playing you know when you're playing like volleyball or like a softball, a soft sport with balls.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a softball hit you in the face?
Yeah, you kind of react.
Not an actual testicle, but like a soft.
Like it smarts.
Like
a little.
And it kind of burns your nose and tingles your eyes.
And kind of makes you angry.
And that's the face Darcy makes every time Stacey does a dig.
Stacey mentions Florian, too.
And so when Stacey mentioned Florian, fine, I love him like I did. Darcy kind of makes that face of like,
Or she goes, what? Yeah, everything is like quick, like Fraggle-like movements.
Yes. Come and read the day. Stacey's got another day.
And to talk about another Jim Henson property, they both kind of look like blown up Gelflings.
Because of the
Dark Crystal.
Because of the work they've done.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're like kind of, they once were human, and
now they're
kind of something else.
And they're both though still beautiful.
Yes,
I
agree.
And you look at them like you're so gorgeous.
But they've both had a lot of work done, you guys.
Darcy a little bit more than Stacey,
I think Stacey looks a little more natural.
A little.
Stacey's had more fillers in her face.
Mm-hmm.
Darcy's had a lot more work up here near her eyes done and her forehead.
Mm.
Yeah. Her face is really stretched back. It's that spam key. Keep turning that spam key.
You know, I actually don't even think they've all had... I don't actually think they've had a facelift, though.
No.
It's just Botox
it's like
and fillers.
Lots of Botox and fillers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I wouldn't know.
Just that one eyebrow that you can't get down anymore.
No, it's better now. They fixed
it. It's kind of better. It still goes up like you're still thinking, are you the murderer?
Are you
me
the
every
murderer?
Time.
I don't care. I look 30.
So you don't look 30. I'll say that right now. I'm not going to lie to you. It did take off some lines. You don't look 30. So Stacey, we kind of get the backstory. We met Florian. We met Florian. Yes, you guys. I've been waiting to do my Florian voice.
You do Stacey and you do Florian.
It's going
to
be difficult.
Am I going to have to do Stacey?
It's like masturbating. We'll figure it out. I think I'll be able to do both of them. That'll be quite the performance.
Very meta.
It is. You might could do Stacey.
We'll figure it out as we go.
But Florian is an Albanian.
I don't think I can pinch my asshole that much to do Florian.
It's hard. Everything in me does kind of like
go
writhe. No. The weirdest thing is, y'all, is he? I think he only when he yells does his kind of sound like that. But the first time I heard him speak, he was yelling at Tom not to throw up and open your mouth.
Yeah.
So it was like, open your mouth, Thomas! Into the veil!
You make him sound like a weird Harry Potter character.
Yes. But he's an Albanian fitness model.
He is. His body is sick. He's, to me,
he's
kind
very
of a,
thin.
He's, to me, kind of a butterface.
But you guys, the people who like do, especially print ads, people who do print
their faces
ads
look kind of horsey
in
real life.
And it's very, very, the features are often extreme, so they work more in print.
I'll tell you what kind of face he does have.
What? Oh, I think
you
it's,
think?
I think it's moderate.
Moderate dick. All right.
But it's hard, but it's going to be uncut. So
could be big balls.
Yes.
Yeah,
I agree with you there.
That's what I'm sensing.
It's also probably long.
A poodle has a gift, y'all, not me. He knows.
Anyway, so
we're talking about his dick, in case for
is
new,
that clear
for you new people? We're talking about penis.
Were we being unclear? I'm sorry, y'all.
For the kids in the back of the Dodge Caravan, we're talking about your mama's listened to a show
about
penis.
Penis, or for that drive-in window operator at Chick-fil-A. This is a show about
dick, 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 dick.
That's for Bobby, who runs the Chick-fil-A drive-thru.
That's true. There you go. What I did a sound. It's what video game was it with?
I don't know.
10-yard hut. Or 10-yard. It was an old football game.
I don't know that.
You wouldn't know that. I only know it because my brother played it.
There you go.
There we go. There
That you heard when you were playing with Barbies. And that you remember.
It wasn't Barbies. It was He-Man.
Oh, sorry.
And it was mainly Teela. From He-Man, so you're welcome.
It's the soundtrack of your youth.
God, I loved He-Man.
So
I just
no,
got
you
a thing from
He-Man.
Netflix that you said looking for casual viewing.
What?
Netflix just sent me a note. It said looking for casual
okay,
viewing.
Okay, first of all, now that we're just talking about emails you've gotten, you need to put your fucking thing on Do Not Disturb.
It's true. That made me feel dirty.
Casual viewing?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know, Netflix. I don't want to be casual with
that
you.
That sounds like casual viewing is one of those kink phases that I went through in like my mid-30s.
Which you did.
That's when I would like open the windows and invite, y'all want to come up?
It's not casual now. Piano Cat 77, want some dick? Look at me! There's that. Went to the bathroom, and I noticed a couple of things suctioned on the bathroom wall. I'm not saying a word, though.
I'm redoing it all chrome and black leather.
Great. Great.
So it's less, so you don't have to, you just clean it up with a sponge.
So he's, so he's like 28, 29. She's 45.
Yep. And they met on social media about 4.5 years ago, and after 6 months, she flew to Albania, and he popped the question. And that's when she started sucking off his bodily fluids to put in her face.
It is to, yes, for her filler.
Please, I cannot take no more.
I just want to say, though, so we always kind of think of what I like about this. What is, you always want to spin off to show you what you love, but give you something different or newer perspective. What they're giving us new really is Stacey.
Yeah.
Because we always think of Darcy having like the worst love life and the worst luck in love. Here we see with Stacey, y'all, yes, they were talking for 6 months. They went over there and Stacey said, well, we were there for, you know, like 10 days. And then we're in a hotel room. We were making love. He didn't really speak English, really. I didn't speak.
Who cares?
Who cares? And he asked me to marry him while we remained in love, and we'd only known each other 10 days, and I said yes.
And you guys?
And I went, that's fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Like, they've been in a long-distance relationship for 5 years. I don't know if it's that, I mean, maybe they've been waiting for his visa.
So did she say that was crazy and she waited to be in a long-term relationship to learn more about him?
No, I think there's this whole, maybe they're waiting on his visa. I think they have like a, I think they're, we're going to hear more about it. I think they probably have a very rocky relationship.
I don't think they know each other very well.
Yeah. I kind of agree with you.
And I'm like,
I just, like you said, I don't I'm not sure they think they know each other very well.
And I think it's going to be
my boyfriend Florian.
Because Stacy's not going to have... I'm interested to see how is Darcy going to comfort Stacy.
Well, Darcy has met Florian several times. We saw that in her season with Tom when they went to go to... When Tom wanted to go to... What was it? Some place that was really nice. And Darcy's like, lost him. Lost Tom.
Lost Tom.
Because I wanted to go to Albania.
Albania.
With Florian and Stacy.
With Albania. I took a chance. Thought it'd be good to meet my sister.
Great Canaria. Didn't go to Great Canaria.
Yeah. And lost my chance in love.
Did I lose Tom forever?
Never going to happen.
You know what? If you lose your boyfriend forever because you don't choose to go to some island resort, you probably weren't meant to be anyway.
So she applied for the K-1 visa and it got approved. So Florian's coming over. So that's kind of what this episode, that's all the backstory.
Right.
And we know they kind of have this intro, and then Darcy says, at the end of the day, we can't let each other fall in the end.
Gotta support each other. Like they're like World War I soldiers.
Yeah.
International dating.
Next time I fall in love,
I don't wonder what to do. Next time I fall in love, next time I fall in love, it'll be with you. Y'all, if you're new to the show, there's a lot of spontaneous singing. Usually,
that was Peter Cetera and Amy Grant.
Lots of 80s, early 90s duets, strangely enough.
If you're here for your 2004 hits, you're in the wrong place.
Occasionally, you might hear something in the late aughts.
I mean, maybe.
But most everything you're going to hear from us is 90s, 80s, yeah. Some
hey Siri,
2000s.
What was the number one song in 2000? Hey, Siri, what was the number one song in 2004?
Siri's been fucking up, y'all.
So Siri fucked up. They don't know the top of the charts.
All right. So, you guys... they're decked out in their House 11 sunglasses. That's our fashion line. House 11.
Fashion line's House 11.
Because our brother...
they haven't talked about
11,
him yet.
11 is his favorite number. And
their brother died. I think that's actually going to be a very sad episode. Yeah. But instead, they're going to go play tennis right now.
They're matching white cars.
They played a lot in high school. This is why I like Stacey and Darcy, because it really is Stacey's like, okay, you got the balls? And Darcy's like, got the balls. Got the balls.
It's like bad
I've had all the balls.
Grandpa jokes.
But here it is, y'all. We make bad grandpa jokes.
But it's kind of like when she does it, it's like, funny because it's so lame.
It's so lame, but she gets it. It's yeah. Like, if we met Darcy and Stacey, you know that the four of us would just get
Much fun.
We'd get ripped drunk.
Yeah, Darcy stays sober the whole show.
And just catcall at hot guys.
Yeah.
Darcy and Stacey, come at us when you come to L.A. We
might say shitty things about you, but you're our queens.
You are queens. Yes, we love
you. Don't worry. Don't worry.
We don't put on wigs for no one because wigs are hot.
They are hot. And not in a good way. She's like, they say something about twin tuition, like putting on, what are you doing?
My shorts are riding up.
And she's like, oh, gotta look good on the tennis court. So yep. There's stuff about that.
She's got her boobs all, and she's like, hope my boobs don't pop out.
Yeah, because they're about to pop out.
Because they're huge. And she's like, we used to play in high school, and they haven't played in years. And then they talk about, this was fascinating to me. Then they talk about their growing up. Poodle, would you like to expand
on
that?
Yes, they called them the troll dolls in high school, or the Monchichis. You remember those things?
No.
Monchichis, like little monkey-shaped things.
That's...
Yeah, they were
horrible.
Because they showed pictures of them, and it was not...
They were pretty, but they were nerds.
Yeah.
They were glasses. They kind of had frizzy hair.
Yeah. They said they were awkward and shy.
They said they were awkward and shy. They were introverted.
Yeah.
And they really weren't even noticed a lot. And
she said, boys never liked us because we were late bloomers.
And they said they really just kind of had each other. They were both short. Right. They still are. They're not tall. And they call them short little bossy twins. And they played tennis all the time in high school. And then it kind of wasn't until they graduated high school and probably did cocaine and lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And then they were
Silva twins.
I don't know if they did cocaine. I'm just saying that's a joke.
Then
they were
the Silva twins, and then they almost got a they started the fashion line. They were singers, and then they had a pilot for a while that they shot something called The Twin Life.
But they really were
kind
of
you can find it on YouTube. It's really interesting.
They really kind of had this ugly duckling, but y'all, it makes so much sense now because
looks are the most important thing.
Looks
now
are the most important thing because that's when they finally got noticed in their life. And
their life started.
Because you wonder why, like, they seem to be close to their dad. So they don't seem to have daddy issues like for
mom.
But there's more to tease out in this of why Darcy and Stacey are the way they are.
So I have to say too, Stacey has perfected this listening face of whenever Darcy is talking, and she usually involves her hand, kind of sitting on her hand, and she's like, yeah. It's all, she's like thoughtful listening. Stacey has perfected
it. But she's also not.
She's not listening.
She's also thinking about like what.
Thinking about handbags or something. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But Darcy's going off about half-cocked about something. It's like, I don't know what I choose. And Stacey's like, yeah.
Yeah. So while they're playing tennis, Stacey all of a sudden said, Darcy keeps saying, my boobs are popping out. And then Stacey says,
I'm coughing because of doing these voices.
I know. Stacey says, well, have you talked to Tom? And Darcy's like, nope.
That's over.
And then, so Darcy's like, I got on some dating apps. You know, I met a few guys. You know, I'm just kind of putting myself out there.
You're doing stuff with your hand.
Yeah, because she's always moving her hand.
She's always moving her hand.
She does her hand like she's grabbing in the air. I think
she's
just trying
grabbing
to,
for a new love.
I think she's trying to grab validation.
Yeah, she
but
is.
But she's just coming up short. She's like, Daddy, I've met a few guys. I'm talking to some people. I'm networking.
The funniest thing at that end.
I saw a guy on LinkedIn. I showed him my tits. I don't think I got the job.
Plenty of fish.
Nope.
Trying to.
E-Harmony. Christian mingle. I'm not Christian, but I'll mingle. That's the kind of Darcy joke she'll make.
Yep.
Or maybe she. Actually, I think she is Christian. But.
Only farmers? Sure.
Only farmers? Don't know how to farm.
I love vegetables.
Wouldn't turn down a good zucchini. You know what I mean?
Honk, honk. It's like a bad comedy routine.
I love her. I love her so much.
At the very end of this, you guys, Stacey said something else about I'm engaged. And Darcy goes, are you happy? And she goes,
she's like, are you happy?
Sure. And she's like, are you happy for me, Darcy? So this
and
is.
And that face that we're going to keep talking. We need to think of the stung face. It's like stung, like by a bee.
Because here's the thing, y'all. These two love each other, but at the root, they desperately want to kill one another. That's the thing about twins.
I don't
even
know if they want to kill it, but if there's this.
Or they want to ruin the other.
It's this competition.
Yep.
I want you to be very happy,
yep.
But I don't want you to be happier than me.
Than me. Exactly. That's what it is.
I don't want you to look better than me because I think when you are twins, you probably get compared so much.
Yep.
It's really hard not to do that. That's why if I ever had twins, I would never dress them the same. I would never
have the
same names. Nothing.
And I will say, Stacey and Darcy are different.
They're
enough.
Different enough. It's not like Stacey and Casey.
Oh, thank God.
Or like my cousins, Chad and Brad.
They just sound like dolts.
Well,
I must say.
If Leah was a boy, she would have been Tad.
Are they smart?
Yeah, they're both very smart.
Oh, okay. There's something about the name Chad that just
gorgeous.
Sounds like.
He was a model.
Just sounds dumb.
Oh, no. I mean, he's kind of a gym. You think he's like a
oh,
big...
Is that, are those the hot two? The ones who I saw floating in the pool?
No.
And I excused myself to an interior room?
No.
Or that's maybe that's your Aunt Karen's sons.
You're or thinking of my, on my mom's side.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking
Ooh.
Of. The Petersons.
Oh, yes. I can think of a Peter I'd want.
That was
that's
a
like
Darcy
a Stacey joke. I can think of a hero I'd want. Ha!
Anyway,
so
So Darcy's still talking about. So Darcy even says, like, she's like, "Are you happy for me?" And Darcy's like, "I'm happy." And Stacey says, "I'm happy that you moved on. You seem happier." And then that's when Darcy's talking about the dating app. She's like, "I met a few guys. Some of them might be hotter than Florian."
Yeah, she kind of, that's that needling.
And then Stacey says, and we've never heard this, she says, "Oh, please, Darcy, always trying to one-up me."
Yeah.
This is the first time they've ever
That's the first time it. That Darcy, because usually it's Stacey, because again, guys, this is a different set of producers. So we never know how much 90 Day producers
But Stacey
have.
Never admits it. She's trying
she
to do
never
it, but
admits
she
it.
Is.
Yeah.
And then
she'll say a thing like, do you think he ever loved you, Darce? Stacey cuts deep.
Y'all, and then we have, Darcy says, she's talking about the dating. She's like, "I met a guy from Germany, and I met a hot Bulgarian guy." And then she says, and I'm going to say, this is a Darcy quote for sure, where she says, "There's a lot of fish in the sea, and I'm swimming. I'll catch him, or he'll catch me."
Yeah.
How about that?
It's, y'all, you can't teach that.
You can't.
It is, you can't teach to be a reality star.
She is a star. Stacey is too,
a star.
But Darcy is a star.
No, Darcy's the star. So, and Darcy even says, "I don't know if I trust Florian. I don't know.
I gotta find out. I'm skeptical. He's so young. I met him once, twice. I'm not sure I trust him."
So,
and then Stacey's like, this is still in tennis court, y'all. Stacey says, "We're gonna make it work." Darcy's like, I don't know.
Are you?
And then Stacey says, "Keep it positive, please."
Yes.
And Darcy just, again, she makes that Muppet
that face.
Stuck face.
Like, yep. Yeah, like when you hit a Muppet, they look like they're like,
you know what it is? The face for me is when I eat Sprouts. Not the grocery store, but when someone actually puts Sprouts on a salad, y'all.
I love those.
Sprouts are disgusting.
Oh, I love
they taste like dirt.
Sprouts.
Dirt.
I love them on sandwiches.
Gross.
Things that you never needed to know.
It's true.
So this is Stacey. They have a thing. She's like, "So I'm going to meet Tom today." So Tom, unbeknownst to Darcy, she is meeting with Tom because he wants to apologize. Basically, yeah. Y'all, Tom wants to get on television.
Tom
again.
Wants screen time.
Tom is so, so shameless.
Y'all, he is one crossover next to an OnlyFans.
Like Eddie, like yeah. Larissa's Eddie. So anyway,
who apparently is packing on OnlyFans? We haven't seen it.
So
send it to Poodle.
He and so basically, Stacey says, she's like, "I want the communication to stop," to him, and
basically Darcy's blocked him, and yeah. He keeps bugging Stacey,
and Stacey says, "It's like, well, I don't ever think she really loved me," and Stacey goes, "Oh yeah, she did. She loved you."
She did.
She wears her heart on her sleeve. That's another Darcy Stacey-ism.
But Tom's
like,
"Where
my heart on my sleeve?"
But I didn't feel it. Jesse was like a cloud hanging over her.
Unlike,
and if she is wild, she's still talking about it.
Unlike
Which
Destiny,
is true.
Destiny from Love at Her Lockup, who actually puts women's names on her sleeves.
Yes, yes, yes. She literally wears them on her chest because they're tattoos.
Anyway, yes, we just did that. We just did the Lalu episode. So she, Stacey is doing her hand on the face, listening to Tom.
She is,
and
she's, you know, this kind of makes me love Stacey because this is a deal. They dig at each other, but no one will protect each other more than the other sister.
Yeah, that's very true.
If somebody came for Stacey,
Darcy would be the first there.
Darcy would fucking.
Yeah,
go
I agree.
Ballistic.
And the same with Stacey.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you know who else is like that?
This bitch.
This us.
Mm-hmm.
We shade the fuck out of each other. But Poodle once told me, you know, if someone killed you, I think I would seek your revenge and kill them.
I would
do the same.
Y'all, ask
By
your
myself.
Friends that.
I'd
ask
be out
your friends.
The outskirts of Vegas at 3 a.m, burying someone who killed Poodle.
I don't know. I think I would probably hire a PI first.
Okay.
And then let them do all the work. And then I'd do the killing.
That's fair.
That's the more fun part.
That's fair.
Yeah. Anyway, so that basically she tells Tom to fuck off and leaves that meeting. I don't think we might find out later that Darcy finds out about that. Which she'll be mad at Tom. She'll be mad at Stacey, but...
She might. She might not. She might be like, I met him to tell him to fuck off.
Right.
Because... Like that infamous note scene, she gave that note to Stacey, and Stacey threw it in the garbage.
cut to Darcy.
Now I will
digging
say,
it out of the trash.
Tom does have his last thing. He was like, "But what do you think she's just going to go from the next to the next?" And then he says, "It doesn't bode well for relationships. That's why I started to see a therapist."
And,
Steve Burton sings about myself. First of all, that's bullshit. And second of all, yes, Darcy needs therapy.
She does.
But I don't know if it's going to take.
You would have to deprogram her.
It would
from
be
her,
like...
You'd have to break her apart to start off.
It would
off.
Be like, you would have to show Poodle pictures of Latin uncut dick and then electroshocking.
Exactly.
And he still would want that
Clockwork
dick.
Clockwork Orange me.
Exactly.
But instead of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, it would be the cam at a Latin sex club. And like Bailamos would be playing,
or that, or what is Ricky Martin's the
She Bangs?
Yeah, something like that.
So I want to. One thing about what was I going to talk about?
We're going to talk about Tom. Are you done with Tom?
I was just talking about therapy for her. Is you would have to kind of bulldoze through that shell, because the only way she would allow you in.
Because she does, yeah, agree. She does have some self awareness.
Yeah,
but she her denial and delusion are protected.
Is like real estate.
We do those, as, like you said, they're shells to protect us.
Yeah, you'd have to work hard to get to that shell.
She's protecting something.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you want to, I think this is probably a good time. Because
commercial?
Some of, yeah, let's take a little commercial break, and y'all, we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
So,
we're back,
y'all. We're back, y'all. We're going to talk about Darcy and Dad. And Stacey's...
Mike.
And Darcy's going to make tacos.
Darcy's going to make tacos.
Everyone loves my tacos. So, everyone loves my taco. You get it? Taco like pussy. Ha ha. Honk, honk.
Wow. Wow.
She would never say that.
She'll talk
about balls. She won't talk about her taco.
No, she won't. So he's in China most of the year.
Twice a year he comes home.
Twice a year he comes home. So he's been there for 24 years. So
that says a lot.
They're 45. So he left basically when they were 21.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just looking for a father figure after 21.
Maybe, and they maybe have to be it. International.
What is it? Maybe, and her dad, we'll find out, but dad's had several marriages too.
Dates, so, that's where you get it. Dates internationally.
But he's home more because of, this was.
Because of coronavirus.
But this, I think they started filming this like in January.
Yeah,
or,
I think
or
they
December,
did.
December, so like in January, so they're, or maybe February, so it like it hadn't hit in the U.S., I don't think,
right.
Yet.
I think they're filming in January.
Can I say something to you?
You're going to anyway,
and I'm
so.
Scared, and I'm scared you're going to judge me for it.
Probably.
Are Darcy and Stacey's dad, is he kind of cute?
No.
Okay, maybe it's just me.
It is.
I kind of thought he could get it.
It's just you.
I thought he was a handsome older gentleman.
Nope. That's all I've got to say on that subject.
Nope. What does he do? Is he like a mafia or something?
I don't think he's mafia.
He's not.
He has some international job.
I think he's a very like well-to-do businessman.
I feel like he...
That house in Connecticut's not cheap.
I feel like I want both the father and the mother to be more outrageous, and they're just not. It's interesting.
You know, it is interesting. It's like, usually I say, always... Meet someone's parents and you understand them more. This case has proved me wrong so far.
I feel like, though,
they're nothing
neither
like
of these two people want to be on camera. The girls
no.
are the girls kind of grew up in this, so they understand
it. Although Stacey's sons, I guess Stacey's ex won't let the kids on camera because we've never seen her sons.
No.
Ever.
We've never seen the sons, yeah.
She has two boys. So.
She has two children that she doesn't really see, I guess. I don't know what happened. Someone come at us if you know what happened with her kids.
So do the kids not live with her?
I don't think so. Maybe they do.
They've got to live with their mom. Maybe they don't.
I do not know.
I
there
know.
Are things that I do not know, and I will say I do not know.
I want to know. Find out, sissies.
Anyway, so Dad says, if you cut that onion under, I'm gonna even Father Darcy, cut that onion under a rock, it won't make it cry. under the water. And she's like, well, who cares? I cry all the time anyway.
Yes. It's true. So
he does say that Darcy is more demanding of the two.
He does say that. He said they both are very complex. When they were first born, you could not favor. This is what I love. I love all this. You could not favor one over the other.
Oh, yeah.
They would get upset about it. And the older they became, the harder it was. And he says that they
usually
both are
it becomes easier.
Since they're both very stubborn, Darcy said is more fiery, but Stacy can turn it off.
Yeah.
Stacy is more in control of her emotions than Darcy.
A lot more.
Which is, I think, why we love Darcy so much, because Darcy wears her heart on her sleeve.
Yeah.
And she's just out. Now, something, though, I loved. This is another. There's so many y'all. For you OG, OG TV tea time sissies, I've got a lot of strong tea.
Strong tea. Give me strong tea with quote unquotables.
This, what an anniversary thing to do, because Darcy's got a lot of quote unquotables.
She does.
And I love it when she's cutting that onion, and she's like, well, we went and played tennis. And he's like, oh, you used to play tennis? And she's like, yep, we play tennis every day. And, you know, she's like, and then he's like, yeah, but we moved around a lot. So I guess they moved around for the first jobs. Yeah. And then Darcy goes into this weird, like, Wes Anderson monologue of, well, we had journeys, you know, moved around.
Yes!
Didn't know a lot of people. But you know, we moved. We saw a lot of places. Journeys.
Journeys.
We moved. Journeys.
She did talk about journeys.
I like the shoes at Journeys. And Journeys. Adventure. Sweet tarts.
Sweet tarts.
I don't know what the fuck
was
that
weird.
Monologue
was. It
was
weird.
But it was so. I love her.
Anyway, her boobs are so out at dinner.
I mean, I thought she was going to nurse.
It was really... So, her and the girls are so pretty, you guys.
Oh, we should say this, though. Dad moved, but he loves them a lot. They seem to have a really, from what we're seeing, a good relationship with their dad.
Yeah,
and
they
seem very close to their father.
And Dad wants... Darcy tells her father about the Florian pics with the other girl, which is kind of a weird situation.
Well, because Dad. But by the way, before that, did you notice Darcy said she doesn't like hot dogs?
Yes,
and I was like, Poodle's gonna have a problem with that.
I did. She said, "Remember our spaghetti? Yeah, hot dogs in it. Who has hot dogs? I don't like hot dogs. Who doesn't like a hot dog? A hot dog is delicious." I'm usually not one for mixed meats that have seams. You know, meats that have seams. Where you can see the scene.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
But I love a good hot dog.
Well, so she does. She tells, so y'all, Darcy says, there's these pictures of Florian. With another girl. She talks, I don't think they're as racy as she said, but they did look very intimate.
He was shirtless in one of them.
True, yeah. He was shirtless. Like, they were like cheek to cheek.
Yep.
And Darcy.
She says, my intuition says he went all the way.
You know what? We weren't planning on it, but I think this is time for our first 90-day Darcy and Stacy theater.
Okay. Almost. You just had a squeak.
I did a little squeaky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be playing the role of Darcy Poodle. New character for Jake. Jake's gonna
love when these are invented.
Jake's it's going to be playing the role of Mike, the father.
Okay.
So.
All right. I'll be Mike.
Picture it. I'm showing them pictures of Florian on a phone.
Oh.
And see. So, Dad, did Stacy show you the pictures?
No, she didn't show me anything. What do you mean? This is my Mike. I'm Darcy's father.
He sounds like a Canadian radio host.
Oh, what do you think? I'm very open to what you're telling me.
So, she didn't show you these?
No, these
were online.
Oh, well, I don't Google myself every day like you do.
That's fair. That's fair.
But
take a look.
Look at this. Have to have a conversation with Florian.
It's a little close.
He gets there.
It's from 2 months ago, you know?
Yeah.
Why
does it bother you so much?
look at this one. This one's the kicker. The kicker. His shirt's off. Crazy stuff.
What do you think? What do you think happened?
It's like he freaking cheated. He cheated. I mean, is she gullible?
Maybe.
What do you think? I know you're protective. You want to kill him?
I'm protective, but think about why you're so blown by this.
My intuition says they did it multiple times. Just ha-cha-cha, 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 multiple. You want a taco?
And scene.
It's pretty much how their father's very
even
keel.
Yeah.
How they were daughters with him.
Yeah, it's weird. So
I like that mic voice.
It's very kind of very, you're right. It's very NPR Canadian voice.
How's that Alan Thicke quality?
Alan Thicke.
Rest in peace, Alan Thicke.
So anyway, his son is so awful on The Masked Singer.
Oh, Robin Thicke?
Yes.
I used to like him, and then he cheated on his wife. He is a talented guy.
His music is good. He's just such a terrible host. And because you know what? All of them are awful, except for Nicole Scherzinger.
Who's that?
And I didn't know I was going to die on this hill, but I am. She was the lead singer of the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh.
How dare you say, who is Nicole Scherzinger?
I know you're wearing it.
Yes.
Can she sing?
Yes. After this, we were watching her sing Memory. She was Grisabella. And we're in Cats in London. We were watching her. She sounds amazing. I had no idea I felt this strongly about The Masked Singer.
Your levels of homosexual gay just are deep.
And Ken Jeong, people like him, but he just says stupid guesses. He annoys the shit out of me too. And I can't even talk about the thing that is Jenny McCarthy. But they all guess like stupid moronic guesses. I actually have to fast forward during the guesses. Because it really bothers me when they guess who it is. I know that says a lot about me that I can't help the judges. But I love, y'all, if you haven't watched The Masked Singer, you need to watch it.
I've never seen it.
It is crazy, absurdist. There are dancers.
Didn't they get like Patti LaBelle in a cat suit?
Yes! Yes!
So they get famous singers.
Oh, it's nuts.
Could you tell it was Patti LaBelle?
It is a scene, man. It is all over the place. You could tell it was Patti LaBelle. You could tell. You could also tell one was Gladys Knight on a previous season.
They got Gladys Knight?
Oh, they get really huge people.
Man, I saw her at the Hollywood Bowl like 3 years ago. It's one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Anyway,
where are we? Peebo Bryson.
Peebo?
A whole new world.
Anyway.
Not Peebo Bryson. No, Peebo Bryson. Or was it James Ingram?
On the wings of love.
Anyway, we're gonna move on. That was That was a car wreck, and I'm pretty responsible. But I really needed to get out my feelings about The Masked Singer. I started out saying, "Who would ever watch this?" I like woke up after passing out drinking for a while, and The Masked Singer was on. And I was like, "This is riveting."
Wow.
We need to move on. I'm sorry. Y'all, watch one episode. You'll be hooked.
Wow.
Anyway, I didn't say it was good entertainment, but it's entertaining.
So they're at dinner. Let's jump to this dinner. And the mom comes over. So
mom is Nancy.
They've been divorced since they were 12, mom and Mike. Nancy and Mike. But they still hang out. Again, y'all, like... Nancy just looks like a normal,
this is
grandma.
Weird because,
like, I don't understand where Darcy and Stacey came
from. I don't know
yet.
Where it came from either.
Like, we've got to meet, like, an Aunt Zelda or somebody's got to come in and be like, hello, darling. We get it.
And it could be that Darcy and Stacey are their own creation, kind of.
I think they are.
It's kind of like, I am what I am, and what I am is an illusion.
Which is a song about a drag queen.
Yes.
Which is fair.
Yes, from La Caja Fall.
The musical, not the movie.
No. So Stacey shows up to the taco dinner, and I said before, Darcy's daughters, Aniko and Aspen.
Aspen. Aniko and Aspen. I like those names. I don't love Aspen. I like Aniko.
I like Aspen. I like Aniko.
They're beautiful girls. They're really starting to get older. And I'm like, please don't put pictures of your boobs on Instagram. You're just pretty high school girls.
So I believe Stacy asked, so Darcy, are you talking to anybody? It's like, oh, yeah. And the girls are like, are you posting recent photos?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm shading her.
This is one of my favorite parts is Aniko and Aspen are just fucking reading Darcy for Phil.
I love it.
And I bet the sons would read Stacy. But like, even when Darcy makes tacos, she's like, they're spicy. I made some spicy tacos. You got to have some spice in your life. And Aniko goes, nice innuendo, Mom. Ha.
So the kids, then she's like, what are you doing? You're looking on TikTok? What are you doing? What is that TikTok?
They do all their dances.
And so then they say, she's like, we got a TikTok, Stacey. We had a TikTok song kind of like that. Can we do our song? And so then they proceed to do this embarrassing display of playing Lock Your Number. Lock your number on your phone. And the girls are mortified.
And this made me love them more because this is something we all relate to.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember your mother, like, dancing to, like, Steely Dan in the living room?
And then they, the kids are so embarrassed. Stacy and Darcy are dancing. And either Stacy or Darcy says, it was a summer jam. This song was never a summer jam.
No. This was like...
This is number 311 on the pop
like
charts.
The biggest thing that happened is that the Hilton in Atlantic City played it once.
For a birthday party.
Yeah, at like 2 a.m. And some guy did shots off of his ex-girlfriend's tits. That was the biggest thing for this song.
Oh, God, y'all.
Now, we find out a little bit that Mike, he's been married a couple of times. He currently has a fiance in China. And Stacy's like, guess that's where we get it.
Yeah, she did say that. And so so later on, also Darcy does say, they're talking about, she's like, haters gonna hate. I'm telling you, if it can be said on a T-shirt or a coffee mug,
she will say it.
Or an Instagram banner, Darcy will say it.
So I love that they're sitting there talking about the song too, and Darcy said, with the song, it was a summer hit, like you said, a summer jam. And then she's like, it was a fun thing to do. She's like, we both rapped. And then Darcy said, well, I rapped and you kind of sang. Y'all, if Poodle and I had limited amounts of income and a lot of wigs,
we would do an entire Darcy Stacey. And I liked it where they said, it's about empowerment. This song is not about empowerment.
It is not. No, it's about being needy and telling a guy to fucking track you down.
Lock my number on your phone.
Text me when you get home.
Yeah.
It's fucking needy girls.
It is the needy girl anthem. You're right.
Y'all, if you listen to Lock My Number and you're like, this song is my life, you might want to process that.
So anyway, so she's later on, Stacy is FaceTiming with Florian. And she's like, excited to see you. And he says in broken English, she's like, how far would you come from me? It's far a long way. And she's like, if you live in Antarctica, it's not a problem. I will visit you. I have to throw my body back. I will visit you.
It is literally like you're having a seizure.
I know. That's the only description. And she says, she's like, I'm an independent woman.
So she's worried because, so we're finding out from Florian, y'all, he's like 28, 29.
Right.
He still lives at home with his parents.
Can't drive.
He can't drive. He's never done anything. He barely speaks English. Like, I'm like, oh, Stacy, you've seen 90 Day. Like, you know better than this.
I feel like she's got the same issues. In a way, she just hides them better than Darcy.
She hides it.
Yeah.
But it's not good.
She almost has less confidence in herself than Darcy.
In a way, because Darcy's like, fuck it, I'll put it out there. If people see, I don't care.
Right.
Where Stacy cares.
Right. And then she...
That's a good observation, Poodle.
Thank you. So Stacy does say, a few months ago, some pick surfaced. And Florian says, she just wanted to take some pictures with me. So that's a good explanation, or not.
Or not.
Yeah. Anyway, so she's going to go pick him up, you guys, at the airport. And so guess what? It's time for some Stacy to pick out some outfits.
Oh, you're going to do some outfits. And so who better to help Stacy pick out some outfits than who, Darcy?
Darcy.
Yes, yes. So she called.
Well, you know what? Oh, I think. Am I just thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking what you're thinking.
Is this another episode of Darcy and Stacy Theater? We're going to teach you. You know what? You're doing it well. You just don't know it. You don't know the last part of it.
I like it.
You know what? Just because you like something does not mean it's right.
They told me about Dick.
Anyway, y'all, they are...
gotta prepare.
They're picking out outfits.
Stacy's picking out outfits, by her, and she calls Darcy in. Start from there.
So, Darcy, help me here. He's seen everything I have.
I'm coming. Sorry. I was just answering all of my followers. The more followers that I have on Instagram than you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so many more. Like millions more.
What do you have to one up me?
Anyway.
I mean, so.
I brought some clothes.
What do you suggest? I want everything that looks good.
Okay. I got this. It's got sequins. You put this sequin top with those pants, and then you wear your white coat. It's fantastic.
Like the one where I look like a Russian mobster's hooker wife.
Yeah.
Got
I
it.
Love that.
Got
love
it.
That. I'll buy any.
Okay.
It's expensive.
This looks a little cheapy.
It's not cheapy. But if you don't want to wear it, I'm not going to help you then. Fine.
Wow. This reminds me of when we would help you pack for going to see places with Jesse and Tom.
Anyway, it's fine. Door's closed. I've shut the door. They're gone. They're gone. You're gonna go get your man. Get your man in your SUV, your hot little SUV. We got rid of those Nissan Sentras. You have anything planned? Anything planned?
I don't know. I'm just gonna show up and tell him he's mine forever. I wanna live my life with him. He's the love of my life.
Yeah. So you're gonna stay in a hotel for a few days?
No. I'm gonna go back here.
You told me you were staying in a hotel in New York.
Oh, that's right. We're going to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You forgot about that part.
Make a little love.
Did they put the Botox too close to your brain there, Stace?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Happened. I'll tell Hilda next time. Be careful.
Spritz me down. Me down that's you. There you go.
That's good.
Make me smell like designer and posture body sprays.
Exactly. So, who's paying for the hotel? He is?
I am.
Well, lucky me get the four-star treatment.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Four-star treatment. Is he bringing any money over? New York gets expensive.
Maybe. I don't know. It's poor.
Oh, boy. I just, just reminds me too much of Tom, Stacy. All these and the cheating allegations.
Why do you come to this?
I'm going to bring up everything you can. I mean, I'm just saying. I've been in those shoes with Tom.
And scene. That hurt my throat doing that.
You don't know what I go through to do Darcy.
This was ridiculous. She was basically gaslighting her sister. It was pretty rough.
And literally at one point, Stacy says, he didn't do anything. And Darcy just says, maybe he was just lying.
She does. So she's on the way to pick up Flory and you guys. And she's like, oh, just hit a pothole. Hope that's not a sign. Y'all, if you're looking for signs, you will find signs everywhere.
You will find them.
Look for bad signs. Don't call a pothole a road.
No. So they're going off, and she's going off, and then before, in the testimony, you hear Darcy say,
well, I hope she doesn't forget that we're twins and aren't dynamic. We have this dynamic.
I know.
It's dynamic.
So you guys,
I really was born to play Darcy.
You were. She gets to the airport,
my voice.
And she has to climb into her car to put on these awful drag queen heels.
They are.
This is my Sassy Stacy.
Egregious
heels.
Shoes.
They're awful. Absolutely awful.
I think they're Louis Vuittons.
You would
right?
find these in a drag queen store. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure they are Louis Vuittons.
But then we get, so she walks in there. They have that funny bit that we saw a clip where she almost falls and she's like, I got this.
Yeah.
It's great. That's what I love about the show, gets the camp and the humor of them.
Right.
And the tongue and the wink a little bit. But then we, so Darcy's pretty much done. She's just waiting at home. And then, well, she says, she's like, I don't know. Like,
I want to believe he's the man for her.
He can be controlling. He has a temper. But then we see Stacy is waiting for him at the airport.
Yeah.
And she kind of just like unlocks.
Yeah.
And we have this, she starts to cry a little, and we kind of see.
She's like, she came all this way for me. And sacrificing for me.
She says, no one has done that for me before.
Yeah, I think this is the thing, you guys. I think in a way, Stacy's the little bit more in touch with her real feelings. And also, I think she's got a deeper emotional well than Darcy that needs to be filled.
Deeper, but in another way, it's almost like she has a... but it's almost like... I don't know. Darcy acknowledge, she doesn't necessarily step up to it and take care of it, but Darcy acknowledges her hurt probably sometimes too
yes,
much.
I agree.
And I'm wondering if Stacy avoids her hurt.
I agree with that. That's
I don't
good,
know.
Good
it left us
observation.
In a good place. I'm excited for this season. Darcy's going to meet a really hot Bulgarian
Ooh.
Man who has a huge dick.
Yeah. Big, little too muscly for me, oh. but that's one thing.
Take me to task.
Pound Ooh. Town.
Pound
First stop,
town.
Pound Town.
Choo-choo. Hi, boys and girls. The first stop is Pound Town. If you got a rosebud with a winking ass, this is your
oh
place.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Carl. Cut. Cut. Can you take me to Pound Town? I think it's a new park at Disneyland. Maybe it's part of that Star Wars park. Anyway, y'all,
that's the show.
That's Darcy and Stacy.
It's hot.
We're going to be coming at you all week, everybody. You know what? And we haven't talked about it, but go to 90daygays.com. That's where you can find all of our show information. And you can find us all there. 90 Day Gays, Instagram, Twitter. You're going to see our Darcy and Stacy videos. We will be making them. We're coming in hot. It's a year anniversary this week, so we're celebrating
Don't
all that.
Don't forget to watch Clapback tomorrow on Monday.
Tomorrow. All of our Patreon for you people that are listening for it's going to be airing on. We're going to get Love After Lockup, and you're also going to get Classic 90 Day Fiancé all free
on
just
Thursday.
For this week. Everything that comes out this week is free for you. You'll be able to get that.
Not the whole Patreon, just what comes out this week.
And you know what? If you're in your life right now and things aren't what you want them to be, and you know what? Just do what Darcy says. Just
manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this. But some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.